Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Aida, founder of Unlimited Brands, a lifestyle clothing line.
And I'm your co-host, Simone, a content creator and founder of Meal Prep Venues.
Every Thursday, we talk about something new, something fun, something practical or inspiring.
We like to keep it real, relatable, relevant, and above all, unscripted.
So turn up the volume on your drive to work or grab your glass of wine, sit back, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode of the Unscripted Podcast. I am here today. Obviously, Simone McKenna is here with us, but also we have a special guest, and this is Janice Formacella. Did I say that right?
You said it right, and I'm stoked to be here.
Welcome to our show, Janice. We're very, very happy to have you on. So the way that we usually like to kickstart things, because we want to be able to give folks an idea of what we're going to dive into before we go too deep into this. And so would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself with our audience?
I would love to. I'm Janice Formacella. I am a breakup and dating coach, and I am the host of the podcast Breakups, Broken Hearts, and Moving On, where we talk about all three of those things. Breakups and kind of the practicalities of it and the science behind it, broken hearts, how you can actually heal and move on, and then a lot about what's next, whether it be processing your breakup, learning more about yourself, rediscovering yourself, possibly dating again, a little dash of sex positivity, healthy relationships, and all that good stuff. I live in Denver.
Okay.
And I am a passionate member of the solo community as well. I'm non-monogamous and loving life and enjoying helping people around the world to heal their broken hearts.
What an intro, guys. What an intro. I love it. This might be like a very spicy conversation today. So stick around, folks. Okay. All right. So one thing that I'll say, there's nobody in this life that can say that they've not been through a breakup. It's just impossible, right? Because I think it's just like part of life, right? Whether that be
a
like-
breakup or a broken heart, because, you know, there is unrequited love, crushes, things that don't work out that do leave us shattered as well. I'm actually an ex-Mormon too. And so I do know some people who haven't necessarily gone through a breakup, but have had their hearts shattered equally.
You know, I love that you mentioned that because it's true. And like, as you said, a broken heart, I can recall situations where probably the person or the situation that has caused me broken heart don't even know that that happened, but it's something that I felt, right? So I love that. Again, you know, feelings, you know, it's all related to how we feel as human beings when we go through these human experiences, right?
Yes.
So, okay. So first of all, how did you get into this? Is it based on like, you know, your own life experience? It was like a breaking point that was like, and you were like, you know what, I'm going to have a podcast and I'm going to talk about these things and create a community around this. Like, how did this all start for you?
Well, because I know that we don't have an hour to get into my sordid life story and my sordid experiences with men in relationships, I will break it down for you. First of all, I've always been interested in audio content. I wanted to have my own radio show from like when I was in junior high, probably. And I always wanted it to be this fun, sassy, funky thing where I would come and talk to my friends. And yeah. I put that in the back burner. I knew I was going to come back to it. Then I got the idea to be a breakup coach because when I left the Mormon church, I was so young. It's a little more common today, but I was 20. I'm not going to say how old I am now, but that was a long time ago. And I quickly fell or chose to be in a relationship with someone who had not been a Mormon. We got married. We stayed together for 7 years. And we were so young when we got married that by the time we hit our 30s, you're such a different person. And sometimes you go through that transition into full adulthood together. And sometimes you realize that you're going in completely opposite directions. And that was our case, definitely. The breakup was less than amicable, to say the very least. Oh. And that's when I picked myself up and discovered self-love. I had a lot of women around me who helped me through it. Oddly enough, a lot of women in my kind of spiritual community who were also going through divorces. I think, you know, you come into your own, you discover things as a woman, and you just can't keep doing it anymore.
Yep.
And so that was when I first got the idea to be a breakup coach. I just thought there's something here. I had lots of friends who are life coaches. No one was specializing in breakups or even dating at the time. Fast forward a year and a half, 2 years later, I had gotten into another relationship with a very abusive alcoholic. It was very sad for me because I had picked myself up after my divorce and then just kind of went in the opposite direction. And then I had the complete 180 of an experience where when I left, I didn't have anyone around supporting me. Everyone was just fed up with the situation. And then the next seed was planted. We really need someone who is out there providing support for people going through breakups because I didn't have anyone. So, you know, life got in the way for a few years. I lived in Australia for 5 years.
Oh my goodness. You're about to be best friends with Simone.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And a lot of what currently informs my coaching practice happened whilst I was over there. Lots of other disasters, some having to do with relationships and some not. Just learned so much along the way. I took several years off dating to come back to myself, went through coaching school during the pandemic, and immediately decided to start the podcast. And here I am. I know that's a huge life in a very small nutshell.
Okay. I feel like you should write a book.
I know. I was thinking that.
Yes. Or like make it a series that will tune in, or we do a part two. I mean, I want to talk to you more, but let's start here. Okay. So first of all, really, really awesome that you are open about sharing about your experience, because they're painful. So like every time you bring them back, I feel like you feel something. All those feelings may be rushing back, maybe not all of them, because if you've healed, then, you know, you might be coming from a better place, right? But it's still something that brings you back to a painful time of your life.
And so it took a lot of work, trust me.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes, I want to help people, but I was not able to do it before I had a few years behind me, a lot of processing, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of hard work to be able to get to talk about it without, breaking down. But now, I mean, it made me who I am.
Yeah.
So I want to say I'm thankful for everything, but I'm thankful for how it shaped me today. But yes, thank you. I always wanted to talk about my own life, and I'm really thankful that I get to do that on the show. I'm definitely an open book because I want everyone out there to know. I mean, if I can get through this and end up the person I am, you can as well, because I've not only been around the block a couple times, I seen some shit.
No, you know what? I love it because we've spoken about this before, Ada, on the podcast. It's like we speak about it probably every episode that we talk about relationships. It's like Ada and I consider ourselves to be very close friends, but no matter how much I tell Ada and however much she tells me, and no matter how much we hang out around each other and our spouses, nobody knows a relationship like the two that are in it, or however many that are involved in this breakup or this heartbreak.
Yeah.
And it's to have somebody from the outside to completely open up to, if you allow yourself to, or to be able to guide you through, not necessarily having to be right or wrong or up or down or black or white, just to be able to guide you through your own thoughts and how you're interpreting, how you're feeling in that is huge. Because I agree, Ada, I was very lucky in that I had one solid relationship before my husband, and it did end, and it was a long time. Like, we were together for 11 years, but it's hard when you've been together for 11 years and you have all the same friends, and it's all your upbringing and it's all of your schooling and it's all of everything you've known. Mm-hmm. It's so isolating, but you feel like then you can't talk to your friends about it because he's their friend too.
You and know? Also your support system does eventually become exhausted. Not that they're exhausted with you, but it's like there's only so much they can do for you after a while. And that is where having the objective outside support comes in. And also our friends and family definitely want to see us happy. And I think that it's frustrating on them when we're not, but they're not equipped with the resources and the advice that's always useful. In fact, sometimes it can be more, do more harm than good. And I think when you're healing from a breakup, sometimes it's good to utilize your support system for other things other than bringing it up all the time, trying to process this and that, trying to get validation. Sometimes your friends might just want to go to the club or go out for dinner or watch a movie and not hear about this. And we should let them do that. And that's where coaches come in.
That's right. So like if someone is going through a breakup, like what's the process with you? Like, is there like a, you know, 15 minute discovery call? Like if after this episode, someone is like, you know what, that is totally me. I am going through a breakup. And I love what Janice said and I want to work with her. Where do they start?
First of all, I want everyone to know, no matter how long the period has been since your breakup, it's totally normal. You're totally okay. Do not be ashamed. I have people coming to me from even before their breakups, most typically between 3 and 12 months, they still can't shake it. So if you're feeling there's something wrong with me, there's absolutely not. And yes, what I do is a free intro call where you come, it's between 20 and 30 minutes with just something that's not working or something in your mind that you feel is keeping you stuck. We talk about it and I let you know how the coaching can help. I typically offer a 3-month package. The first month, we just get you feeling better. We're not having to process. We don't even have to really talk about what happened. It's just, what does your day look like? Where are you thinking about your ex the most? During what time of day are you the most miserable, or what time, where in the week are you suffering? And it's just action planning, get you feeling better. Mm-hmm. And the second month, there is some processing. What happened? How did I get there? How do I feel about it? What closure do I need to give myself? That's a whole process. And then the third month, which is really fun. Oh, I'm feeling better. I feel like I have some clarity. I feel like I have a lot of closure. What is next for me and how do I make it happen?
Ooh, I love that. I love that it's there. You obviously have a framework, right? To get people through, you know, each of the moments through that 3-month program. I think the key word that you said there is closure, right? So when I think about, you know, the times that I've felt hurt, whether that be by a friendship or love relationship, or at work, you know, I wanted maybe a promotion, I didn't get it. I'm like, oh, I should have gotten that. You're hurt, right? Your feelings are hurt. It's not always that you can get that closure. It's not always that you can get that person to tell you, oh, I'm
exactly.
sorry. You know, so.
And why would you expect them to? Why would you want someone who hurt you to like look after you emotionally? How could you possibly expect that someone you're broken up with and who, again, hurt you would be telling you the truth anyways. And so, yes, relying on someone else to give you that closure, I think it's a fail situation. I think that closure is something you give to yourself. I don't think relying on your ex to write the end of your story is something that's really going to benefit you long term. I don't feel like it's empowering at all. I like to work with clients to help them write the end of the story and to help them see why it didn't work out and what's next.
Oh, I love that. Right? You're writing your own ending. Like this is cute.
And why shouldn't you?
I love that.
Regardless of who ended it. Yes.
Have you ever worked with someone or multiple people where once they've gone through your framework, they get back together?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of faith in my 3-month programs, especially. I do offer a 3-session, but it's not as common. I will say that I have experienced a couple of times. I'm a big fan of the no contact concept. And I have had some people, it's pretty rare, who have gotten back in contact with their ex, even sometimes while we're working together, and regretted it and then committed again. But as far as completely getting back together, no.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
You know, Simone, I like your question. The way I think about that, the reason why maybe, and maybe you correct me if I'm wrong, Janice, the reason why that may not happen is if the other person hasn't done the work, right? So I am here in the coaching program with Janice. I'm doing the work, trying to, you know, heal myself, and that other person hasn't done the work, maybe. So maybe like if they're both doing the work, maybe it's a possibility. Would you agree with that, Janice? Or am I?
Within 3 months, I don't really see it happening. I think, but part of my philosophy about breakups is that every single breakup happens because the relationship was not working. There's no exceptions to this rule. None. I mean, and I've had people kind of play a game with me. Well, what about this? Well, what about that? It's like, no, that wasn't working. It wasn't working for you, or it wasn't working for them, or there was just something that was absolutely not aligned. And I work with my clients to discover that. It can be slightly confronting in the beginning, but what I mostly see is coming to that acceptance and looking at the reality of the relationship and the breakup actually ends up bringing people a lot of peace and knowing that it was, that they're better off and that it happened for a reason and that they are more served to look forward rather than back. Ooh. And so you don't end working with me with much of a desire to go back and try and fix something that was already broken.
Yeah.
That's good. That's strong, because I feel like, hopefully no one from a past life is listening to this, but I do. I mean, I obviously am, I still deeply love and care for my ex. Like, I did wish him well. Like, it ended and it was very, very hard to walk away, you know, especially because I had made that decision to move on. And there are times when I think about him often, I'm not going to lie. But there's times that I'm like, oh, could things have been different? Would this have been different? Would this have been different? You know, big Italian family, like, you know, Janice, we were talking earlier about your name and, you know, big Italian family, so much support. He had two sisters that I just adored. Like, they were my best friends. And it's just like, I've now gone to, you know, my husband, who I'm obviously madly in love with. And that's the relationship I'm meant to be in. And I loved hearing you say that, because it's like, yes, bless and release. It served me so well for that time in my life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not that there's any part of me that wants to get back with him. I'm just saying, like, it is very it's still like a difficult thought in my mind because it was just a decision that I made. I'm actually making decisions. So I love that you said that, because I think there is so much truth to that. And obviously the work you're doing with women is so empowering and enables them to see that it's a relationship is two ways. It's not all them or just them, or, you know, not them at all, you know. So it's really cool what you're doing. I love it. I think there's a definite need for it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I mean, I saw what learning to cope and recover from breakups did for me. Also what being single has done for me. And I just really believe a breakup doesn't have to break you. It can break you if you let it, but it can also make you if you let it.
Janice, it's the things like that that you say that just make me smile. I swear. Like, you
know? Everything she said, I'm like, oh, that's going to be our clip. No, that's going to be our 20-second clip. No, that.
Thank you. This is really fun. I love girl talk. I love me some good girl talk.
You know, well, I honestly think that we should come back and talk about your long journey of you remaining single and through your time in Australia. I think that would be like an interesting way of looking at, like, a good example of how you can manage your experience after a breakup, right? So besides the coaching program, obviously, but like, ways that you don't necessarily go back into a relationship until you're ready, right? And what that actually looked like for you, right? Mm-hmm. So you gave two examples where you jumped into the next relationship, didn't work out, and then, you know, you took some time off, and obviously it has led you to who you are today, where you feel more empowered, in love with yourself and your journey. And so Let's schedule part two. Yeah.
I would absolutely love it. Staying single for multiple years was one of the top best decisions that I ever made. Leaving the Mormon church was number one. And then that was number two. So I would love to speak with you more about it.
That sounds good. Well, until then, how can people get in touch with you?
I love to hang out on Instagram. Honestly, it's Janice Formicella on Instagram. Come DM me. Ooh, let me know that you found me through this podcast and I'll send you some stickers in the mail.
Ooh, yay. Yeah, so. Freebies. We like freebies. That so is awesome. Fun. Well, Janice, thank you so much again for coming on the show. We enjoyed talking to you. We can't wait to do a part two.
Yeah.
And folks, if you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review, connect with Janice, and let us know if there are more specific things that you want to talk about, either with Janice or other guests. But again, Janice, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having me. This was so much fun.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We really hope you enjoyed today's show. We release new episodes every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode. You can find us on all the major platforms.
While you're at it, help us spread the word. Tell a friend and leave us a rating on iTunes. Oh, and let's be Instagram besties too. Follow us at _theunscriptedpodcast and let's connect. Until next time.